The IU Opera Theater's Romeo et Juliet is a delightful production with plenty of lovely music, romance, action, and even some very funny moments. The music comes from one of Charles Gounod's greatest successes, and conductor Ronald Zolman led the orchestra and accomplished cast with both grace and propulsion. Saturday night's Juliet, Stephanie Washington won the hearts of the audience and the loudest applause with a wonderfully sung and charmingly acted portrayal. It's a role that begins in the upper reaches of the soprano voice and then requires a considerably heavier approach later on. She did both very well. Daniel Shirley was her equally successful Romeo, demonstrating a lovely lyric tenor that seemed easy in all parts. Their duets were a special pleasure. John Ordonez was an energetic and engaging Mercutio, with Oliver Henderson as the spiteful Tybalt. Sarah Stone was a small-voiced but charming mock brawler as Romeo's page Stefano. Joseph Mace was personable as Juliet's father, Count Capulet. The friar who marries the couple and later supplies the drug for Juliet's sleep was Cody Medina. And Curtis Crafton was the duke who banishes Romeo. IU's energetic production was directed by Michael Ehrman. It's a return visit from Ehrman. He did the original staging for the debut of C. David Higgins' design for Romeo et Juliet in 2005. The fight choreography is by Adam Noble, and there's quite a bit more than just banging of blades going on in these carefully worked out pieces. Dancers from the IU Ballet Theater, choreographed by Michael Vernon, lent a nice touch to the ball scenes. The IU Opera Theater production of Charles Gounod's Romeo et Juliet continues with performances Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st. You can find this review and an interview with the other cast's Romeo et Juliet on our website at wfiu.org. By the way, sitting next to me Saturday night was a proud mother of one of the chorus. She'd driven in to see her son and told me that her husband was watching the live streaming back home in Chicago. If you get to see Romeo et Juliet on the small screen, the individual choristers in the group shots are pretty small. But if you look carefully at the curtain call, their boy is the tall one standing next to the left pillar on the top level. At the opera for you, I'm George Walker.